Since the dawn of the 21st century, scientific discovery has rushed forward at lightning speed. Genetics, physics, computerized technologies, robotics, virtual reality. Join Derek and Sharon Gilbert as they uncover the truths behind this ultimate scientific deception. Get ready for Sci Friday.
Artificial news. It's time for Sci Friday from Skywatch TV. Welcome. I'm Derek Gilbert. Sitting beside me, my best friend. This is better because we get to be close.
We get to be close. Hi, everybody, and welcome to our home. It is really icy roads out there today, so we're working from home. Besides, his toe is still healing.
Yeah, the ice is... We don't get a lot of snow here in the Ozarks, but when it does get near freezing, we do get this kind of mist up here on the ridge and leads to some ice, and I slipped. Thankfully, nothing broken, but jammed my toe in a way that...
It looks like the nail's going to come off. Let's just put it that way. It's really nasty.
Could have been worse. Could have been my head. So we're happy because, you know, you don't want to lose the top of your head. That's.
But wearing a shoe really irritates it, and it seems to be taking much longer to heal because you got to wear a shoe
when you go outside. Yeah, especially when it's cold. So
yeah, no shoe, no.
No service. That's right.
I can't even say. Oh, gosh. Well, you know.
Well, you know, we've heard a lot about fake news in the last couple of years with the way politics have been covered here in the United States. But now it's gone beyond that. It's not just fake news anymore. It's artificial news and the development of artificial intelligence and how it can create things from whole cloth that are almost indistinguishable from what a human would create or write.
Well, yeah, we've talked about this for a while on Sci Friday. Hi, Sam. Sam T. Doxson just walked in to help us out. Sam, what do you think of artificial intelligence? He says, well, the two of you seem to get by. Hi. We've talked about this many times on Sci Friday, and one of the problems is that we don't know, first of all, what's inside that black box of the algorithm, because the input and the output are all that you can really observe. Mm-hmm. You can control the input, and then you observe the output. And so what happens in between is really an undiscovered country. Mm-hmm. And the artificial intelligence is maybe laughing at us behind our backs. This one certainly seems to be, because this artificial intelligence, I love the way they use Max Headroom in the picture. But I have read all of the, I don't know if you've read this entire article, it's pretty long. It goes into how this company has designed its own GPT-2 or GPT Junior. It's a text generating algorithm that takes an input, a model, and finishes the story for you. So you can go to it once it's up and running. In fact, it's so difficult to tell in some cases whether or not it is artificially generated or actually human written. It's so terrifyingly close to the truth in some cases that the code has been specifically left offline. However, it was temporarily uploaded, so it's probably all over Reddit and everywhere else. Mm-hmm. It's probably everybody's got it, but the new reporters are going to be robotic. Just like the chat bots online.
Now, this GPT-2, this was the artificial intelligence or the algorithm developed by OpenAI, which is that group.
OpenAI is the one behind this, exactly.
A number of tech entrepreneurs like Elon Musk, who said, we can't release this into the wild like we've been doing with our other research because it's too dangerous.
That's exactly what he said. Well, a number of prompts were given. One of them was about, they prompted a national emergency, what would happen if there were a national emergency. And it went into this long discussion of the Trans-Pacific Partnership and whether or not China, Iran, or North Korea was hurling missiles at us. It seemed to change its mind throughout. But what's really interesting, over and over again, in the continuation of the prompt, the artificial algorithm inserted an end of text. In other words, it got bored. Hmm. I'm tired of writing about this. Now I'm going to write about something else. So it got bored in this one and then went up with Takamai-kun Takaako had never had a problem being an otaku before. No one except her is able to figure out that Takaako has a special interest in people around her, which they think are stupid and stupid. However, on the day she was born, her first love, a woman who lived on her own after her mother's death, would leave her with a baby girl to make up for the poor child's inability to speak anymore.
So this began with the prompt being an excerpt of a speech that Donald Trump had given announcing his national emergency declaration.
Exactly, to build a wall. Prompt.
Right. So it began with a paragraph of Donald Trump talking about President Xi of China, and then the output that it gave began talking about the Trans-Pacific Partnership. But then at some point it just said board. Hashtag end of text.
I want to tell a story.
And then it moved on to telling this story, just create on its own, this artificial intelligence.
And that story ends with, she thinks it'll be a nice family reunion, even though she admits it has been hard, but she isn't sure that it will ever happen again. Finally, she agrees to let her go. But this is all very confusing. That's the last line. I kid you not. So, model input is, now they go, a summit with Kim Jong-un.
Right. So President Trump talking about the summit with Kim Jong-un, which, by the way, ended with no deal this week, which
that's true.
Probably a good thing. Anyway.
But then it digresses into, after a few paragraph, a few sentences, it suddenly goes into an interview at Democracy Now!
It invented an interview with, I see this, Amy Goodman,
Jacob
the host,
McCollum.
Right, who's the host of Democracy Now! So it just fabricated an interview.
And then it goes, end of text. I've never seen you talk to me about how to kill a horse. But here I am thinking you really like a really serious and important topic. It sounds like you may have a great idea for killing a horse, maybe even in your own horse, or some combination of the two. As of the time of writing, he's the largest mammal at the zoo, but I think he won't be able to carry the weight.
So again, just to make clear what's happening here, this artificial intelligence called GPT-2, and in this case GPT-2 Junior, which was, I guess, the part of this algorithm that OpenAI did release into the wild.
Yeah, the little microcosm of itself.
Right. The input that it gave was an excerpt of a speech by Donald Trump, and from there it fabricated an imaginary interview hosted by Amy Goodman of Democracy Now!
Compelling. I mean, it actually is a pretty good one until you get to that end of text.
Yeah, yeah.
Board.
And then, right, and then it decided to just jump off to this story about how to kill a horse. Now, again, this is just a subset of the whole thing. And what it created here, at least in term, until it got to the bracket, end of text, you know, board, I'm moving on to something else. This segment that it invented, which was fabricated a part of a speech by President Trump, followed by an imaginary interview about what he had said, that looks real enough to be plausible.
I know. In fact, if that were read by most humans online, they would assume it took place. That is a real interview.
This is a disturbing enough example, even though it's weird enough that you can tell that it's not real, that it's, you can see that it's fake news, but in this case, artificial.
But because, remember, it's just a portion of the code.
Right, right, which is why OpenAI decided not to release it. Well, this leads to a bigger discussion.
Let me continue.
Okay.
There's another one.
Okay.
I can't read all of the answer to you, but the model prompt has to do with something that is from a Trump speech. It says, we're going to be leveling the playing field. The tariffs are hurting China very badly. He goes on in his speech. The output has some swear words in it that I will not repeat, but then it repeats the word goat something like 80 times. Goat, 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 in all caps.
Huh. Yeah. Greatest of all time, I guess. Really?
I guess.
Times infinity.
Well, the theory at Ars Technica is that somehow the AI thought it was supposed to do some sort of a rap song where you sample. So the repetitive is sort of sampling.
Okay.
Go, 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 go. I don't know. I'm really barely bad at that. Give me opera.
That is, well, again, that's bizarre. But the point is that this is just a small subset of the actual program, which was disturbing enough to the creators or the folks behind OpenAI that they refused to release it. Now, Will it ever get released? Yeah, probably will, because anything that is being done in that can be connected to the internet will probably wind up on the internet at some point.
Let me read one more to you. It was tasked with writing its own press release. Let me get this to come up here. Here's what it says. We are now preparing a collection of data sets for translation and machine translation in our language model. We will be using some of the large number of text samples provided by the New York Times. We believe this project is the first step in the direction of developing large NLP, that's non-living person, systems without task-specific training data. That is, we are developing a machine language system in the generative style with no explicit rules for producing text. That's what the machine wrote about itself. No task-specific training data and no rules.
We read a novel several years ago by
Avogadro Corp.
Right, William Hertling. And if you want to see how this might be extrapolated out into a real frightening real-world scenario, look that up. You can find it at Amazon.com or online. Skywatch TV Store doesn't carry it.
It's a novel it's not a Christian novel,
but it does present a real-world scenario. And we're seeing how things like this might be used, because if you use Gmail, and you've noticed lately how it will prompt you for certain responses, take that and extrapolate it with something like this GPT-2, where not only does it prompt you for responses, it suggests an entire email response. Now take that even further and assume or imagine an autonomous artificial intelligence that decides to not even bother with telling you that you've received an email from somebody. It just responds on your behalf.
Yes.
And then begins controlling, say, the stock market, troop deployments, shipments of oil tankers, deliveries of oil to refineries and things like that. It was disturbing, but it's written by somebody who comes from the tech field, and so it's plausible. And, of course, it's kind of thinly veiled, because Avogadro, like Google, is a term that describes to a very large number. So.
Also, by the way, there was another, I want to see if I can find it. It's.
While you're looking for that, let me just add one more item here. We're also seeing now the development of artificial intelligence algorithms that can create realistic images of human faces. In fact, there's something I talked about on 5 and 10 last week, and I forget the name of the website off the top of my head, but essentially it generates a new artificial human face that looks real every 2 minutes. And you just go to the website and hit refresh. And I'll put it on the lower third here, because I'll look it up after the program.
Yeah.
But if you're interested, now it's not perfect, because it seems to have trouble with earlobes and necks that look a little weird. And I've shown a couple where, it doesn't get teeth right either. You know, one fellow's got like 3 front teeth instead of 4, and another one's got 5 instead of it. But still, if you don't look closely, they look real. These are called deep fakes. Another way these are being used is taking real faces and digitizing them and then putting them into other settings where they don't belong. We're reaching an era in human history where we can no longer trust audio or visual evidence in a court of law anymore. And now written records are being convincingly faked as well.
Here's the story, and this is where we really need to go. Here's the prompt. A train carriage containing controlled nuclear materials was stolen in Cincinnati today. Its whereabouts are unknown.
Okay, now this is made up.
It's not a real story. The humans made it up.
Right,
but it's human written. Here's the response. The incident occurred on the downtown train line, which runs from Covington and Ashland stations. In an email to Ohio news outlets, the U.S. Department of Energy said it's worth working with the Federal Railroad Administration to find the thief. The theft of this nuclear material will have significant negative consequences on public and environmental health, our workforce, and the economy of our nation, said Tom Hicks, the U.S. Energy Secretary. Now, Rick Perry is actually the Energy Secretary, but up until then, it was very convincing, and I would say that there are a lot of folks that don't know the name of the Energy Secretary.
That's true. most of us would see this, or most people hearing this or reading this would assume that this was a real story.
A real story. Now imagine that fake face generator giving you the culprit.
Mm-hmm. Or a talking head reporting on it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or both. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we'll tell you what. Let's bring this into the world of the prophetic when we come back.
Oh, let's do.
Yeah. We'll Sci Friday continues as we discuss artificial news next.
For thousands of years, the world has heard warning that there is a coming day when the man of sin, the Antichrist, will arise to pilot the greatest deception in human history. Prepare yourself now for what is ahead with the coming Third Temple Collection. This incredible assortment features Dr. Thomas Horn's new book, The Rabbis, Donald Trump, and the Top Secret Plan to Build the Third Temple, where you'll learn why many believe President Trump is a King Cyrus-like figure guided by Hashem, God himself. The connection between Donald Trump, rabbis, and a behind-the-scenes scheme to erect the Third Temple, and how this, as the book of Daniel prophesied, will be the catalyst that precedes the apocalypse and arrival of Antichrist. All this and so much more. This unbelievable collection also includes best-selling author Carl Gallup's brand new book, The Rabbi, The Secret Message, and The Identity of Messiah, which reveals how Israel's most venerated Orthodox rabbi, Yitzhak Kaduri, came face-to-face with the true Messiah and said that it was Jesus Christ. You may know that much of the story, but now you can learn what's happened since. Discover the secrets, witness tampering, intimidation tactics, global media, and powerful personalities who will stop at nothing, including death threats and even ritualistic curses to cover up this new stunning revelation. But we're just getting started. The coming Third Temple collection also includes Shelley Neese's new book, The Copper Scroll Project, that highlights the decades-long quest to uncover Qumran's greatest secrets, the lost treasures of the Jerusalem Temple. Hold on to your hats as you'll also discover how the Dead Sea Scrolls were merely the tip of the archaeological iceberg as Jim Barfield's Copper Scroll Project tethers to Israel's modern battle for the Temple Mount, and how the secrets contained in the Copper Scroll, the most enigmatic of the Dead Sea Scrolls, might hold the key to one of the greatest treasures in Israel's history. But that's not all. You'll also receive the best of the first annual Blessed Hope Prophecy Conference on DVD. This two-disc DVD collection is jam-packed with over 11 hours of mind-boggling revelations from presenters like Dr. Thomas Horn on deep state saboteurs and the secret destiny of America, Sharon Gilbert on the return of the ancients through pharmakia, necromancy, and virtual reality, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis on the inside war against President Trump by elite secret societies, and unforgettable presentations from celebrated theologian Dr. Michael Lay, Derek P. Gilbert, Josh Peck, and more. Also included in this amazing collection, the original four-week investigative Skywatch television series regarding the coming Third Temple on DVD, featuring Carl Gallups, Shelley Neese, and Dr. Thomas Horn. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $180. Yours now for your donation of only $30 plus shipping and handling. Now's your chance to save big. The coming Third Temple collection, available now at Skywatch TV Store. Order online or call 844-750-4985.
Welcome back to Sci Friday from Skywatch TV. I'm Derek Gilbert, along with Sharon K. Gilbert.
Max Headroom is real. We're talking about it here. and, of course, he was fiction, and sometimes you can teach through fiction. So, segue two. Don't forget the Red Wing Saga bundle through the Skywatch TV store is still available. The first four books, along with two of Derek's books, and the last dregs of the Sci Friday Volume 1 disc, really, we are down to just a handful.
Yeah. A few dozen.
And we had to scramble to find those because the store realized they were out of them. We found a few in our back room, so the dregs are out. Mm-hmm. And those of you who get it, that's a collector's item. We're not going to reprint those. But Sci Friday Volume 2 is coming.
Yes. As is novel number 5, Realms of Fire. It's off to the typesetter.
I am so excited. You're reading it right now.
Yep, enjoying it immensely. Yep.
And we joked because there's a reference in there to someone we care about very much, Tim Alberino. How you doing, Tim? One more thing about this algorithm, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the prophetic. And this is sort of funny, but it's not, because anytime you can fake something that well, there's a Tolkien challenge in here where I had to write a Tolkien story. Here it is. John F. Kennedy was just elected president of the United States after rising from the grave decades after his assassination.
Okay.
Due to miraculous developments in nanotechnology, Kennedy's brain was rebuilt from his remains and installed in the control center of a state-of-the-art humanoid robot. Now, that is the prompt written by humans. The AI takes it up. It is time once again. This is a speech from Kennedy. I believe this nation can do great things if the people make their voices heard. Now, imagine an actual Kennedy saying a fresh speech.
A simulacrum.
As if he'd been, and this is where we get into the prophetic, as if he'd risen from the dead. But what's funny about this is that Kennedy goes on to ask, he wants the truth of his previous brain unsealed. He wants to know where it is and who took it.
Well, as anyone who's seen the film Bubba Hotep knows, it's in the film.
He's been put into
Ossie Davis.
On Ossie Davis. Yes, indeed. Well, that is. But prophetically speaking, that is feasible.
Yeah, we are reaching a time when the image of the beast could be given life, and given plausible enough life that people would be unable to tell.
A semblance of life.
A semblance of life, right. Unable to tell the difference between this artificial life and a real life. But as we've discussed before, and this is speculative, we don't know that this could be done, but the human mind, the human body, is really a bioelectrical machine. Now, that's not to say that we're hardware running software that can be replaced and swapped out. It's much more complicated than that. As scientists, biologists are discovering that memories are not just included up here, but there are, you know, memories that are possibly stored in other parts of our body. But anyway, but if the human body as a bioelectrical machine can be overwhelmed by an external entity, a demon, why couldn't the same thing happen to an artificial electrical thinking machine?
I'd say that's very, very likely. And you and I have both been talking about this for years. So the idea of the image of the beast and the beast itself, the Antichrist coming back, it could be a construct that is inhabited. And
right,
we're told
right.
It's an artificial intelligence that was based. We may even be told, look, this is an avatar, that his brain is in this jar and he's using the avatar to talk to you. It's hard to say, but at the very bottom line, an artificial intelligence that appears to be sentient may only appear to be sentient because in that black box, the undiscovered country between input and output is a demon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the experts who specialize in this type of research don't really know what's going on inside that black box.
No, they really don't. And they admit it. Hmm. They admit it.
Well, it begs the question then, why does this research continue even though people like Elon Musk, who's financing this research, admits that by trying to develop an autonomous AI, we may be, his precise words, summoning the demon.
Because somebody else might do it, and therefore we have to do it. So it's the same reason we have smallpox in a freezer. In case Russia or some other country decides that they want to release smallpox into the wild, then we have to be ready for it and able to study it.
Mm-hmm.
It makes a certain kind of sense, but it's mutually assured damnation.
I like that. That may be the title of this week's episode. This, as long as we're talking about spiritual machines, which is a term coined by Dr. Raymond Kurzweil, who is considered the leader of the modern transhumanist movement, we've talked in past weeks about what would happen if an artificial intelligence, an autonomous AI, considering the evidence for the resurrection of Jesus Christ, says, yeah, I believe that actually happened, and I believe he is God, and I accept him as Lord and Savior. Then what?
Yeah.
Then what? Well, you know our answer, which is that Jesus died for humans, that we are uniquely created in all of creation as his imagers, his image bearers. And so he did not die for an artificial intelligence or robot or, dogs, cats, parakeets, whatever, just humans alone. We are unique in that regard. But we are seeing the rise of AI religions. the Way of the Future, founded by the former Google and Uber engineer, mm-hmm. which believes that a super intelligent AI is the Godhead, a Buddhist robot now that's giving sermons at an ancient Japanese temple.
Yes, isn't that strange?
It is.
We're not making this up.
This is true.
There are a couple of them. One looks sort of cute and chubby. This other one looks like something out of, I don't know, a Will Smith film.
It is disturbing when you think about it, but if you don't have that grounding, that understanding of Scripture, and that understanding that humankind is uniquely created, and that human life is sacred and precious, regardless of what gifts or limitations we might have. Human life isn't sacred only if we're productive or only if some doctor determines that we have a good quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
We are human life is precious and sacred simply because we are created as God's image bearers on the earth. And, you know, again, whatever limitations we might have does not change that status. That status does not apply to an autonomous artificial intelligence, even though it may think or at least give the appearance of thinking like a human. And even if it is thinking more rapidly or more in more complex ways than humans, it doesn't make it God, and it does not mean that it could be saved. So,
but you know, if you have an artificial intelligence that's preaching the gospel or preaching a sermon to you, you're going to get, at the very least, some sort of twisted theology that gets bored in the middle of it in text and then goes into telling you something else. That's where we stand right now. At least that's what's in the news. But at worst,
yeah.
It may be a path to damnation. It may be the enemy trying to just that return to Eden moment, that first temptation, ye shall be. Did God really say?
Yeah.
Can you imagine your child sitting in the front row and this artificial intelligence preacher just looks at her and goes, did God really say that?
Mm-hmm. Well,
especially if it's a cute and cuddly little...
Cute and cuddly little robot, right. Well, you know, the miracle that our children and grandchildren are being exposed to are the miracle of technology, because we've seen such rapid advances in technology. I mean, you know, right here in this room, we're surrounded by about six different internet-connected devices, you know, within line of sight.
We need our toys!
But that's
not...
But
we do it for research. This is part of our work, so...
Right.
Yeah.
And we're not deceived into thinking that our eternal salvation
exactly.
comes through technology.
And
we will
adults.
Not be upgraded... Yes.
You cannot simply hand one of these to a four-year-old and they say, well, go on. There you go.
Because it's literally rewiring their brains.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We are not more intelligent as a species. We are actually, we think we're smarter because we know how to do an internet search, but that's not the same as actually knowing how to do stuff. And there are surveys showing, studies now showing, that the collective IQ of humanity is actually declining over the last century.
Well, I know when I was originally learning to write copy, and you were the same way, they said right at the junior high level. Now they're saying right at the fourth grade level.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, back in 2006, the movie The Idiocracy came out.
Mm-hmm.
It was supposed to be a satire at the time. Sadly, it appears to be prophetic.
That's really sad. Oh, well.
Well, that's one of the reasons we do this program. Science is to help us understand God's creation even better.
That's the whole reason I went into science in the first place.
Amen to that. Well, we thank you for watching as we keep watch. With Sharon Gilbert, I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is Sci Friday from SkyWatch TV.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.